This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. People in the tech world have been saying the B word in hushed tones. Whether or not Etsy's stock nosedive is more bubble evidence or bubble burst evidence, we can't say yet. What we do know is that the online mom and pop marketplace built in Brooklyn has had its share price go down 50% since its hyped IPO in April. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn looks at why Etsy is filling a lot of return orders on its stock.
Gil Luria is an Etsy customer.
Oh, I bought my wife, handmade jewelry. I bought her hand-embroidered artwork. And most recently, I've ordered a lot of counterfeit merchandise.
Not because he's some kind of needlepoint pirate, but because he's also an Etsy analyst with Wedbush Securities, who thinks the company's been slow to crack down on fake Louis Vuitton bags and Chanel earrings.
I actually found it to be 20 times more likely that you'll find a counterfeit item on Etsy than you are on Alibaba and eBay.
And this is Luria's theory for why Etsy's value has been cut in half since it entered the stock market. He says pushing for the growth investors want has meant letting in counterfeit, copyright infringing, and just factory-made goods, watering down its homespun image. An image on display at a craft party under the Manhattan Bridge in Brooklyn.
There's tinsel, there are balloons, there are lots of kids making crafts.
Cindy Peng sells jewelry on Etsy and hopes someday to do it full-time.
They're expanding rapidly, and maybe that would be good for us.
At the next table, Tamara Garvey is even more gung-ho.
I love Etsy so much, I wouldn't ever sell on any other marketplace.
But what's next for Etsy depends on there being enough sellers like Peng and Garvey to make up for sellers like Sherry Truitt. She sold handmade cufflinks made out of vintage maps on Etsy for 7 years. But she quit when they started getting crowded out of the search results by factory-made versions.
And now it looks like eBay or Amazon. And some of the companies sell on all three.
Whether Etsy can defend and grow its DIY niche into the future, this is what finance professor Jay Ritter says sets the stock market value, or market cap.
You say, how can you justify that market cap based upon its current operations? And the answer is, you can't.
If that makes this whole stock price question sound speculative, it should. Ritter says the way tech companies are valued on their future profitability is why the prices jump up and down so much, and why the last time a stock price fall like Etsy's was common was the internet bubble of 15 years ago. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.